Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. Always, always a pleasure to have you on board on AWR. Now, we're asking a question this afternoon, Sab, about AI tutors and seeing if machines can actually, you know, replace, teachers. Technology is actually changing education, and artificial intelligence is actually playing a big role. AI-powered tutors can actually provide personalized lessons, instant feedback, and 24/7 availability, making learning more accessible. They use advanced algorithms and data analytics to monitor how students perform in real time, adjusting the difficulty of tasks and offering targeted help as needed. Now, this can ease some of the burden on teachers who often have to juggle the diverse needs of many students at once. This raises a question, though. Can AI replace human teachers? And Janet Morozova, joining us from Aussie Learning, to share her perspective on this interesting topic. Now, Janet, in what ways can educators benefit from the use of AI? Hello, Janet.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can.
Is
now
that
I think
line better? Oh. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were going ahead. You actually wanted to advise if educators can benefit from the use of AI.
Yeah. So I was saying that it helps teachers save time in the sense that it helps with grading the quizzes, checking the homework, and also creating maybe lesson plans for the teachers. So it's quite a benefit to the teachers, as well as personal support, personalized support for students during their extra time where kids can actually learn at their pace. So that when they get to class, they can understand things quicker and better, which makes the syllabus to be completed faster. So those are some of the ways really that AI helps in the education system.
Mm. Now, what are some of the risks and challenges of using AI in education?
The challenge is that with most of the students that we teach, when they don't understand something, they don't take time to analyze the question, especially when it's practice work or when it's homework. They will just quickly, oh, I have AI, so let me just quickly take a screenshot. I've seen it with most of my kids, especially when I'm teaching math. Mm-hmm. When they don't understand the question, there's this tool called photo math. So they can just take a picture and the AI tool will just help them solve the question.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the challenge that we have, that kids or students can no longer analyze or take time to understand what's wrong with the question and to help improve their studies. They quickly run to AI, and when they get the answer, they just copy the answer without even understanding the background of the question and why they didn't understand the question.
Yeah. So are you then saying that it short changes the process of learning and understanding?
It does help, but remember, this is just a tool that throws bugs. It's not a human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So as much as there to help, it needs to be controlled. And the only person that can control that is both the teachers and the students.
Mm-hmm.
So the AI is just a robot. It does what you tell it to do. It can't control the output that it brings thereof. So yes, as much as it helps, we need to control it and to work with it in such a way that it doesn't affect our understanding and conceptualization of the theory or whatever we are learning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would you say that AI tutors may outperform traditional human teachers? If so, in what way?
I wouldn't say that. Of course, AI is very smart, hey? But it just brings about facts, right? But teaching is not just about bringing facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about connection, encouragement, reading the room, bringing in emotional intelligence, which AI cannot do.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that AI can cover the gap. So if we say AI is going to take over teaching, then what happens to this aspect of supporting learners, mentoring learners emotionally and also like, or maybe let me just say mentally in class? AI cannot do that, but it does lessen the workload both for the teachers and the students. So if AI is going to work as a helping tool, yes, but it's replacing the teachers. I believe it's still a long way to go, really. Maybe close to impossible.
Oh, wow. That's nice. It's actually good to know that it may actually be an impossibility. What would you then say, of course you've mentioned just one, but what would you say are the limitations of AI tutors where human would typically excel?
Maybe some of the limitations, let's speak about for kids that don't have access to the internet. That is also a limitation.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's speak about kids who don't have even the privilege of technology, like in the rural area. Will such kind of tools work for them? And if so, how?
And for
kids to be able to implement AI, some of them need to be taught. So it means that they need to be a human being or a teacher who's going to bring in about that knowledge of using AI too.
Now, wow, interesting. And would you, because that's basically a resource issue, would you say that's possibly the only main issue that would make AI not to flourish? I mean, what if in the next 10, 15 years, everybody has access to internet?
Of course, okay. Let's say there is access to internet everywhere. What if a kid, okay, go like what I was telling you, there is an app called Photomath. It still does not explain fully that you can understand. Most of the kids, when they got Photomath, they're just copying the answer, but I really comprehend it, exactly what the question is bringing about. And when you find that question in the exam, will you be able to recall? Because it's a matter of learning and also including emotional. Kids get frustrated when they don't understand something. Can AI bring that comfort to the student or that encouragement to say, no, try again, and read the room of how the student is feeling? It really doesn't bring about that aspect of learning. Like I said, it's about connecting. It's about also improving the student's emotional intelligence, especially when they're not understanding something or when they are frustrated about the learning concept. And a teacher can pick up that the student is not understanding, and they can encourage them, lessen how they are feeling, especially when they feel bad and about not understanding concept, and AI cannot do that.
Now, I suppose what you're saying would apply to much younger learners, perhaps in your primary. But I'm trying to think if that would apply with the high scholars, because they are more of mature ages and therefore can actually go through the frustration of not understanding.
And the other thing, maybe, okay, let's speak of high learners, maybe kids or students who are in university. As much as we use AI as students in university, we also have limitations because when we submit our work and AI generated, the marker can pick it up from tennis in that your work is AI generated and you lose marks. So in the process of us doing that, we have to humanize whatever we write and bring it to the human understanding of what AI says. So at the end of the day, yes, it brings in concepts, but we can pick that this is not this is not just a human understanding.
Yeah,
there was an AI tool that was helping. So he can go back and say, okay, from this you can then reference that I took it from AI, but try as well to summarize it in your own understanding and in your own way. So those are some of the things that are challenging with students in university using AI too.
It's going to be an interesting future going forward, because I think that those who are in the education space like yourselves now have a very brand new competition from AI. So you've got to also, I think, hone the skill of teaching so that there are certain areas that you are able to get to where only humans can get to. And that machines, you know, for instance, connecting emotionally, I think machines could never do that. And perhaps more teachers need now to tap into the emotional space of the learners to be able to actually bring about a better learning experience for the, you know?
Yes. So, yes, we can conclude to say AI, for me, I can conclude, or maybe I can say that AI does help. If it's going to act as a helping tool in the education system, then that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's replacing the teachers, the educators, like I said, doesn't really bring in the 100% effect of what education is all about.
True, true. Wow. All right. I must thank you so much for coming through and for your time, Janet. We are always appreciative of your time and, you know, putting aside all of your time, making sure that you actually are able to help us understand, especially things regarding education and learning. Thank you so, so much once again.
Thank you so kindly.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.